It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Paul Snyder. Hey, Paul.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for reaching out here today, and it's been a while. You and I have been talking for a little bit here, but we're glad that we're together here today. And you got a new song called Remember the Time. We'll talk about that in just a second, Paul, but you've never been on the show before. We've never had a conversation. Why don't you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Okay. Well, I live in Vancouver, BC. I'm a musician and an actor out here. I spent most of my life in Ontario, and I kind of had both sides of the brain firing through my life, computer science on one side and music and acting on the other. And around 2008, I gave up computers completely and got an acting agent and a music agent, and I'm doing that full time now.
Good for you. How's the acting going for you in BC?
Yeah, the acting is good. In Toronto, it was mostly theater that I was doing, and out here, it seems to be much more film, and I really do like the film medium. And then I've made a couple of my own films and, of course, scored them as well, so that brings together everything that I do. So yeah. I really love it.
That's great. That's great. You sent me a song of yours called Remember the Time. Tell me about that song, Paul.
Yeah, Remember the Time. That's my newest single, and it's about really living during the times of COVID. And the big takeaway from the song really is not necessarily about, what you go through when you're living there, more so than what you take away from it. Because come 2 years from now, this will all be over. Vaccine will be out. People will be going back to their normal daily lives. But the thing that I'd like people to remember is to really key in on the things that they miss now. You know, how important a hug is or a kiss or just a handshake. You know, things that we took for granted all our lives. And when it's taken away, that's a really big deal. And once it all comes back again, it would be really nice if people could remember that feeling, so that when they do give somebody a hug, they truly embrace that feeling, as opposed to just getting back to the way things were. That's really what the song is about.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a lot of great messages in this song. Is it part of a new album for you?
No, it's a single on its own.
Okay.
My album, The Letter, was released in 2018, and I've got some songs written for my next album. But this one is more of a standalone, and it's, obviously pertinent to the time. And so I wanted to get this out while it was relevant and while people could really, feel what I was trying to put across in the song.
That makes sense. You must be getting some interesting and great feedback from this song.
I have, I'm actually quite surprised. I posted it on Facebook initially, and people were just, they were just really touched by it. And it's like, I guess, any art project. Like, you get so close to it that you kind of forget how to look at it objectively, mm-hmm. because you're so close to it. Yeah. And then when somebody listens to it, and they're tears welling in their eyes, and I'm like, wow, that's really neat that that it can touch somebody like that. So I'm pretty happy with the reception.
Well, and it's something that we all have in common, right? We're all going through this in one way or another. So that's great.
Very universal. Sure.
Yeah, for sure. How are you doing during COVID? Are you okay? Everybody in your bubble all right?
Yeah, we're. Out in Vancouver, we don't seem to be, getting hit as hard as a lot of other parts of Canada. People have been pretty good here. We just entered, obviously, a two-week lockdown here mm-hmm. because our numbers are getting a bit high. But me personally, a lot of the, especially since 2008, a lot of the things that I do are from my home. Mm-hmm. And life hasn't changed a whole lot for me. Other than, having to wear a mask and being careful who you meet, things like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the stuff I do is solitary anyways. And, if anything, a lot of inspiration has come from it. Just reading the stories and what other people are going through and just feeling what they're feeling and, it's just, it's all fodder for art, really.
Yeah, truly it is, for sure. Is there a way we can get a hold of you on social media, Paul, to find out about the song and what's going on with you?
Yeah, that's I've got a website, paulsnydermusic.com, and you can hear the song through there or on Facebook, find Paul Snyder. But paulsnydermusic.com is the best way to get in touch.
Sure. Awesome, Paul. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the chat. Again, thanks for reaching out with this new song of yours, and we wish you the best. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much.
Paul Snyder on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.